I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Hey, welcome in. Big hour left here. Big guest here in a moment. 855-839-1210. You get in. State Senator Steve Sweeney is a powerhouse in Trenton, the chief person in the state Senate. There are rumors out there that he and some others might be allying with some Republicans, finally, to have another branch of government, the legislative branch, heard about what's going on in New Jersey. Let's go to State Senator from Gloucester County, Steve Sweeney. Steve, welcome back. Thank you for taking time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, Dom. I enjoyed being on the show.
Well, thank you. Last time you were on, you made a very passionate case, and that was weeks ago, about it's time to reopen more things. Governor Murphy, under some pressure, I guess, did open up the beaches. That's a good start. Is it true that you and others might finally want a voice and be allying to get said voice here?
Dom, absolutely. And we are going to be heard. We are going to be heard. We're not going to be silenced. Look, the administration, I give the governor credit. We brought the curve down. He's done a good job. The biggest problem we're going to have, though, is getting this economy going again. And we want to do it in a safe way. We want to do it in a smart way. But I trust, Dom, I said this to a newspaper one day. Small business owners are very creative people. You know, they've figured out how to do a business that can support their family and live a decent life. I trust small business owners. If you give them the guidance or take CDC guidelines and say, you can open if you follow these rules. Because this is ridiculous at this point. I can go into some stores, but I can't go into others. I can go into Walmart or Target and buy a bathing suit, but I can't go into a store that sells bathing suits. They're shut down. Why is that okay? You know, Dom, it's enough now. You know, all around us, we belong to a consortium of states. And, you know, we here in South Jersey actually have cars. Delaware's open. You need a haircut, drive to Delaware. You know, we were a month and a half pushing the governor to open up car sales by appointment. And I'm grateful that he finally did it. But that was at a great expense of New Jerseyans, because sales tax is a third of our sales tax is car sales. And we had people going to Pennsylvania, going to Delaware, going to New York to buy cars because you couldn't get them here.
You know, Don, absolutely. Well, here's the question, though. What power do you have, Steve? I mean, our guy is even worse in Pennsylvania. At least Jersey, North Jersey, is hard hit with New York and all that.
Yeah.
So, look, there was a period of time there where you and I get it. It's well past that. Look, the guy likes daily news conferences. I'll say that.
Yeah.
So does Wolf, etc. There's a lot of power in this. You know, these governors are drunk on this. What can you do, though? What are you thinking about doing?
Well, we're going to make our voices louder. You know, I have a committee, Dom, that every time we announced that we were going to do hearings on hospitals and surgical centers, that was on a Tuesday, and on Friday the governor announced he's going to open up surgical centers. Great. Happy. You know what I mean? So we're just going to continue to push and make them explain to us why we can't operate and function. And, you know, again, guidance, rules, safe. He likes to use the word dimmer switch, and I agree with him. Slowly turn that dimmer switch on. But if you go too slow, the economy is not going to come back, and that's what our concern is. So Look, it took us golf courses. You know, at this point, and I don't golf, Dom. I just don't have the time to do that. We got him to open up golf courses, and it was twosomes instead of foursomes. And 16 minutes apart instead of 8 minutes apart. Well, now he allowed foursomes back. So now we're at 50% of the capacity that golf courses can do. Well, you know, most businesses can't survive on 50% of the business they do. So they need to put the time between the foursomes back to 8 minutes. You know, it's just common sense things. High school graduations, Dom, we're going to push this real hard. You know, a lot of high schools have football fields. In fact, I think all high schools have football fields.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? Why deny a child and their family the opportunity? You know, it's a big moment in the child's life and the parent's life. Well, put the kids 6 feet apart, live stream it so the parents get to see it, and save that moment of their child, you know, getting ready either to go to college or go to work. But, you know, it's a major milestone in your life. And to say that you can't do that, look, if you have large schools, do it on multiple days, do it alphabetically. But, you know, there's no reason why, you know, you got 120 yards on a football field. We can accommodate a lot of kids.
No, I agree with you. Now, here's something close to home. I know you're busy with other stuff, but I got to tell you, Steve, in all these years of doing this, and I'll tell you honestly, I haven't seen a situation like this. I know you're pro-cop. I'm pro-cop up and down the line, right. Cops family. And I was supportive of what's going on over in Belmar, right next door to Gloucester County, with this gym, the Attilus Gym, with the police just doing what they had to do. I'm not sure if you're following it that closely, though. If you are, though, I'd like to see if you think there's any accommodation that can be reached, because now we have police actually in the shopping center where this gym is, Belmar police, on all four corners in and out of it. They don't want to give a summons to patrons, Steve, when they come out of the gym. So they're pulling people over to the side of the road, which isn't safe, and giving them a ticket there for using the gym. This is just roiling, even nationally. It's not a good look for anybody.
Now, you know, Dom, I understand everyone's frustration. Look, I don't agree with what's going on right now, but I do believe we're a nation of laws. And if we ignore the laws that are put in place, you know what I'm saying? I do believe, you know, as frustrated as the gym owner is, you just can't violate the rules. We got to change it. We got to work. We got to raise our voices to have the administration look at CDC guidelines on what is safe to do, Dom. You know, right now, the governor gives a press conference, and, you know, because I've been raising hell about this, we don't know what the hell's going on because they don't share it with us. You know, all we hear is got so many test positives, so many people died.
Right.
I want to see the modeling. I want to see the modeling that leads to the decisions of what's open and what's closed. Cape May County did a great plan for reopening. And, you know, tourism's huge for New Jersey. The plan was great. It was well done. You reviewed it, approve it, and let these businesses open up again. Think about all these little businesses on the boardwalk.
Sure.
Or
exactly.
And even, like, you know.
Exactly, Steve. I'm in complete agreement. I just wanted to say, take it back to the gym. Here's my gripe.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are following, as best I can tell, this would be a model for you. In what way are they not following specifically the rules around this? And here's the other thing, though. It doesn't sit well with me. If you're going to shut them down, I don't think you go after the patrons and pull
them over with car
stops that are hazardous and smack of being a police state. That's what I'm trying to convey to you is happening in Belmar.
And, Dom, I agree with you on that. You know, listen, if you're going to shut them down, just shut them down.
Right.
You know, don't be afraid. If you're not afraid to pull these patrons over, just put a chain and a padlock on the place. The police have the authority and the power to do that. Listen, I think we have to follow rules, though. But doesn't mean I have to agree with what they're doing with the rules, Dom. And, like, we have been successful by raising our voices and constantly pushing that the administration announces, yes, we can now open this, and now we can open that. And we're not going to stop, Dom. We're not going to stop.
Well, here are the two that I wanted to ask you, and I know you won't. One, yeah. The most desperate, I think, and the most life-sustaining are the restaurants. And there's got to be a way, a creative way of listening to these people, because you and I know if they open at only half capacity or a third, something like that, I don't think they're going to stay in business. Outdoor, doing different things, something's got to be done. The restaurants are going to, you probably know this, you get all the calls. They're collapsing, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Tom, and you know something? Here's the good news in the bad situation. A lot of restaurant owners have figured it out. They've told us, listen, we can use our parking lots, part of our parking lots, to take so many tables from inside outside so that they could operate at 100% capacity, Dom. You know what I mean? Again, I tell you, small business owners, people that have figured out, you know, how to have a successful restaurant, how to have a successful store, you know, clothing, they're creative people. Don't stifle their creativity.
Well, here's what I would ask you then. What is it that's driving your sense for listeners? Because you're right there with the guy, with Governor Murphy. Governor Wolf, it's just the stuff I hear from Republicans and Democrats. What's driving Murphy toward this? You're making the case. Tell us the specifics and let these people meet them. That's fair. What's driving this?
Well, listen, Dom, I don't know what's driving it. That's why we asked to see the modeling that the administration's using to base their decisions. Now, it wouldn't be the first time I was wrong going down a road, right? Show me I'm wrong.
Right.
But if you're not willing to show me something, that tends to make me think that I'm right. You know, Dom, you know, when you don't want to show somebody information, there's a reason for that. You know, and for me personally, I want to work with the governor. I think we have worked with the governor. And we've spoken, and thankfully he's listened at times. But most importantly is, you know, the people, just not me as a senator, the people of New Jersey deserve to see what modeling are they using to make the decisions. Because, you know, you can't tell somebody maybe in a few days or a couple weeks. What is that, Tom?
You know, absolutely.
How about casinos?
Well, yep.
Casinos. Well. That'll take casinos will take a month to if they could open, you know. But you gotta give them more definitive answers.
Well,
not maybe.
I got you, Steve. Good luck with that, and thanks for the time again. And please, anytime something is developing, we'd love to have you on. Have a great Memorial Day. Thanks for the insight today.
You got it, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.